Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if you're up and about looking at the morning paper, having your cup of coffee, or maybe some breakfast, call us, and we'll work with you to try and help you out at this time of the year. Things are quiet now. We're in kind of a limbo situation, but there's a lot of things that can be done that will cut back on the amount of work that you do in your garden. Many years ago, my father, who was a chef and loved to fish, and his dad, who we called Pop, loved to fish also. And at this time of the year, there's a little fish called a smelt. And it comes from the ocean, comes up rivers, and where the fresh and the salt water meet is where the smelt will lay their eggs. And then they go back downstream, back into the ocean. In the spring, the eggs hatch. Little fish will develop from it. They work their way down the river into the ocean. And very, very good tasting fish. So we do a lot of that type of fishing during the winter. And one of the things my dad tried, and we had such great results, we stopped at a feed and grain store. And we bought crush oyster shells. And they're about the size of, maybe your index finger. And we would throw some in the water, and it would move back and forth and reflect the light. And it helped, really helped to draw attention, and we caught more fish than anybody else. In the spring, he had a half a bag left and read the label. And crush oyster shell is calcium. So he took the crush oyster shell, broadcast it through his vegetable garden, like you're throwing rock salt on ice, threw some in the perennial bed, and, you know, we cultivated it in. And I'll tell you, we had one of the best gardens ever. Crush oyster shell is sold at a feed and grain store, and chickens will eat the crush oyster shells to give you harder shell eggs. But if you have tomatoes, for example, and the plant grows real good, it sets fruit, but on the underside of the tomato, where the flower bud actually began, it starts to rot. You'll see a little brown dot, and it will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time the fruit is ready, that tomato is no good because of lack of calcium. The other thing that the oyster shells have, like lobster bodies, crab bodies, mussel shells, clam shells, is they have something in them called chitin. And chitin applied to your garden as a shell will break down, and it will help your plants to grow much better. And it helps to fight off disease. It encourages the root system to develop faster. So your plants are going to develop faster. So if you want to stay your garden organic, then go to a feed and grain store. Get a bag of oyster shell, and a 50-pound bag will do about 1,000 square feet of garden. And if you've got chickens, well, the chickens will eat it, and they'll have better shells. But just wanted you to know, and, you know, if you're eating lobster, rather than take all those bodies and throw them away, put them in a plastic bag, wash them out first, put them in a Ziploc bag, take a rubber mallet, smash it all up, same thing with clams and mussels, broadcast it in the garden, and it will give you chitin and the calcium that your plants are going to need to grow better. Okay? So this is something that you probably didn't realize. Recycle and reuse. Okay, Tom, who do we have that needs a little bit of help with their garden this morning?
Next up, we've got Margaret from New Hampshire with a question about peace lilies.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call. My peace lily, the leaves are turning yellow and the tips are all brown.
Okay. How long have you had it, Margaret?
Oh, since November.
Since November. And what size pot is it in?
It's a big one, maybe 6 inches.
6 inch, okay. And how about watering? Have you set a pattern that you water?
Yes, once a week.
Okay. Now, there are some weeks that you probably don't even need to water, right?
But I do anyway.
Okay, well, that's part of your problem. What I want you to do, Margaret, today is take your peace lily, put it in the palm of your hand, turn it upside down so that the pot faces up, tap the pot on the edge of your countertop, and remove the pot. The soil is not all going to fall apart. If the root system has gone from a creamy white to brown or black, you've been overwatering it, and you've plugged up all of the spaces in the soil, and the roots are beginning to rot.
Okay.
And if that's the situation where the roots just aren't creamy white and not looking good, get some paper towels, 4 or 5 layers thick. Or if you're done with the Sunday paper, make 4 or 5 layers thick of newspaper. Set the root ball right on it, and the newspaper will act like a sponge and pull all that excess water out. Okay? What you need to do when you're watering your plants is you need to consider the weather. If you have a lot of sun or your house is warm, then you're probably going to need to water every week. But if we get a lot of cloudy weather, which we've had, and not a heck of a lot of sun, then the plant is not going to use the moisture that's available in that pot. And when you add water because, Saturday's the day that I water, then you fill in the little pores and you have a problem with the plant rotting. The number one killer of houseplants is too much water. And you're better off to be on the dry side than you are on the wet side. Now, the browning on the edges, that's something different. And on spathiphyllum or peace lily, on spider plants, if you're growing those plants and the tip of the branches or the edges of the leaves are turning brown, and that happens to a lot of people, it's the water. And if you live in a town where they put fluoride in the water to help the kids to make their teeth stronger. The fluoride will burn the edges and the tip on elongated foliage like that. So this is what you need to do. Let's say today is the day that you're going to water, or tomorrow. The night before, you take your watering can, you fill it full of water right to the top, and you let it sit on your countertop overnight. And in the morning, when you look at that container with water, you're going to see that the sides of your watering can are full of all these bubbles attached to the side. And that's the fluoride gas. And when I lived in Scituate, Massachusetts, they treated the water like that. And I just took a spoon, I agitated the water, the gas bubbles burst, the fluoride dissipated, I watered my plants, and the tips and the edges on spider plant, on spathiphyllum, on yucca, on dracaena, that burning stopped. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have open lines, so give us a call at 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to help you to solve some of your gardening problems, to give you some ideas of what you can plant outside in the spring. I can help you with your tropical plants. This time of the year, there's nothing better than having several large tropical plants in your home, but you need to make sure that you have the right location, the right amount of sunshine and temperature. So if you're looking for a good houseplant, give us a call, and Tom will get you set up, and we'll help you with ideas for some of the best houseplants. I know a lot of you have purchased paper whites over the holiday. Make sure that they're kept cold, and they need to go in a vegetable crisper in a paper bag, not plastic, because the paper bag will sweat. The bulb will get rot, will get wet, and then you'll get some rotting. But they need to be kept cold. Otherwise, when you get ready to plant them, in the next week or two or three, they'll come up, you'll get all excited, they'll make a flower stem, and the flower bud in your paper whites will have dried out, and they will never open. So you'll just have foliage. And that's very disappointing. If you're growing amaryllis, you can feed them with a granular fertilizer like dynamite. And I love dynamite. And you're going to be able to find it in a lot of places this coming year. They've moved into New England, and they're going to be available in a lot of stores. And what you'll find with dynamite is that it's unique. If you took dynamite and you've used Osmocote in the past, Osmocote will last 3 to 4 months if your temperatures don't get real, real hot. Dynamite will last the entire year, so that when you plant in your garden in April and May, it will last until September and October. So one application compared to two applications of Osmocote. And the other thing is, you use it at half the rate. So Osmocote is a teaspoon, is a tablespoon per gallon, per plant, and Dynamite is a teaspoon. So that's a big difference. It lasts twice as long, and you use half the amount. And we'll be talking a lot about Dynamite this year and where you can find it. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from New York with a question about weeds.
George, how can we help you with weeds, and where are they?
Well, I got a grapevine out in back here, and they were doing real good. And so this vine got mixed up there with them, and it killed the grapes.
A vine got onto the grapevine and choked it out?
Yeah.
Did this vine have leaves?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you didn't cut it out, so you just left it there?
Just left it there, and it killed everything, grapes and all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of these weeds can become very, very invasive, and they can spread very, very quickly. So what I would do is this. I would replant, dig up everything that's there, clean up that particular garden, plant a brand new grapevine in the springtime, and then put down a little bit of landscape fabric. And you can buy small rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You lay it on the ground, and then on top of the landscape fabric, you would put just regular bark mulch. And you can buy like a 2 or 3 cubic foot of bark mulch for $3 or $4 for a bag. And that would give you the protection. And it will prevent this vine from coming back. If it does come back, then you've got to pull it out or cut it and keep it away if it's going to be that aggressive.
Okay. Once I cut, this is an established grape thing there. Once I cut that way back and do what you just said.
Yeah, if the vine is still alive, I would cut it back to maybe like 18 inches, clean around it, then do what I told you, because it's well established, it's going to come right back for you. And that way you don't have to buy a new one.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is the middle of January, and it's time that we start thinking about what we're going to do in our yards. So if you need some help or some ideas, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dolores from Cape Cod with a question about a houseplant.
Dolores, how can we help you with your houseplant?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I actually have two questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if this is correct by calling my houseplant a palm, but it looks like a palm plant to me. And you know how when you receive a gift from people that come into your home and there's three or four plants in a ceramic pot? Well, this is where this plant came from, and this is the only plant I was able to survive from that pot.
Okay.
Now, I've had it for, I'd say 4 years now. My problem is this is a palm that when the leaves sprout out, it looks like all little spikes coming out of the leaves. They're thin, and, of course, it's all green, no flowers to it.
Right.
And I have a hard time knowing when this plant needs to be watered and when it doesn't, because I've let it get stone dry, water it good, and that's usually what I do with my houseplants. I wait like 3 weeks, 4 weeks to tops. Yep. Even my Christmas tree plant, which is doing great, mm-hmm. I water it that way. And but the palm, not as soon as I get to water it, I see the water comes through at the bottom of the pot, you know, where there's a drainage plate, and the spikes on the leaf, the foliage, start turning brown. The plant then starts sprouting new leaves, and it looks very healthy, but yet it's not getting as big as it should, because I always got to cut off the brown that inevitably comes on the plant.
Right.
What am I doing wrong? My pot is 12 inches in diameter. It's 12 inches deep. The leaves
and
on
it now. How tall is the palm?
The what?
How tall is the palm itself?
The palm itself, the tallest leaf in it is got to be a couple of feet.
Okay. See, what you got was a dish garden. And a dish garden will have half a dozen or more foliage plants in it. And the palm is one of the toughest.
Oh.
So that's why yours has survived. And the other plants just pooped out.
Yeah.
Because the roots were all entangled. But the palm tree can tolerate abuse like that. So, what I want you to do is this. If it's in a 12-inch pot, I want you, when you get ready to water, take your index finger, push it in the soil two knuckles deep, and feel the soil. If it feels dry, then what I want you to do is to pick up the pot with your hand and feel the weight of it. And if the pot feels heavy, there's a chance that you can wait another week. If the pot feels light, then you've got to give it a drink. Now, today, what's happened is, it used to be, when they made potting soil, they used real dirt. They went in the field, they took the soil out of the field, they added compost, they added animal manure and a few other things. But the potting soils that we have today are made with artificial ingredients. So they're using bark mulch. They're using sphagnum moss. They're using vermiculite or perlite or compost. And when it dries out, it actually shrinks and it pulls away from the side of your pot. So you add water. Water goes right through it because you've got this little tiny gap. So the best thing for you to do is to take that palm, put it in your sink, and give it a real, real good soaking. Let it drain, then fill the pot again and let it drain. The first soaking will allow the soil to expand, get in contact with the sides of your pot, and then the second watering, because there's no more way for the water to escape, will work its way down slowly through the soil, because artificial soil creates what's called a hot spot, and that's when it dries out. So put it in the sink, give it a good drink, let it drain, and then water it a second time. And a plant in a 12-inch pot, I'll tell you, you can wait 3 weeks between it, especially at this time of the year. So I think
should I
maybe
wait now, Paul, for it to really dry out before I give it the two good drinks?
Well, what I would like to see you do, Dolores, is to pull the plant out of the pot and look at the root system. If the root system is creamy white, everything is okay. If it's starting to turn brown or black, that's a sign that the roots are beginning to rot due to too much water, and you're plugging up the little air pockets in the soil. So you've got to cut back. And especially during the winter, the plants are not growing as fast now as they will be during June, July, and August. So you've got to cut back on the amount of water because the plants, you know, they're not growing. We've got shorter days. The intensity of the light is not as bright. The light is not as high in the sky. The duration of the light is not as long. We are gaining a minute or two every day. But you combine all of this, you've got to go easy on the water. But if it's dry, water it twice, then put it back where it belongs, and you'll see a big difference. A lot less dieback in your plant will actually grow. And when did you feed it last?
To tell you the truth, before it got, you know, with the first frost, I put my two plants outside, and I do this every year before I bring, you know, I want them in the house. I actually put good soil, and I feed it. I feed both my plants because I know they're going to be indoors, and I just think that that's what I should do at least once a year. And I bring them out. I don't actually take them right out of the pot. I loosen the dirt up and I put, you know, more dirt on the top. Mm-hmm. And I feed it with, you know, something really good. I can't think of the name. Plantone.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's what we use a lot. And that's what I do, really, every year for my, and I only have the two plants in my house because, you know, I think it's a lot of work just to take care of those two correctly, sure. You know?
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
if you're using something like Plantone, which is organic,
yeah,
and it's a slow-release fertilizer, if you did that in the spring and the fall, that's all you would need to do. If you're using a liquid, those blue fertilizer,
no.
like Miracle-Gro,
yeah.
Okay? Miracle-Gro is a water-soluble fertilizer. It's a good fertilizer. The problem is when you're using it on potted plants or in the garden and you water often, it will flush right out of the pot and you know you have a problem, and here's something that you can check. The plants, if you're giving them too much food, I want you to look at the holes in the plastic pot that they're in. And the holes will either be on the side of the pot or on the underside of the pot. And if you see a white film on the bottom of your pot, that's what's called soluble salts, or it's fertilizer. And the fertilizer got flushed out, it attached itself to the walls of your pot, and it's doing nobody any good. So
yeah.
That's a sign that you're overfeeding your plants.
Oh, that I'm overfeeding them. But I don't use the Miracle-Gro in my house plant, so I don't think. But I will check that, Paul. Thank you for that information. And hopefully I'll have more luck with this pond. But it's very frustrating. I'm ready to throw it out. I just, it's frustrating because I don't water it that often. Like I say, once a month, maybe. And
yep.
I let my plants get very dry because I know as you have quoted many times in your program, overwatering is the killer of a lot of houseplants, and I don't do that. But anyways, I will take your advice, and I'll let it dry out and water it good and see if that helps. But the second question I have, Paul, before you leave me is, I've called you before. I work on in my community on a very, very long island. It's about 100 feet long or more. It's about 8 feet wide, and gradually I try to maintain it, my husband and I. And last year, before the cold set in, there was crabgrass up on that island, unbelievable. Like, I literally got down on my knees and pulled it out. And when you're talking about a lot of work, think about, you know, an island 100 feet long. But anyways, on either side of the island, this is where I'm trying to maintain my weeds.
Okay.
So after I pulled and dug out the crabgrass, I placed that, is it peat? Am I saying the right thing?
Yep.
The weed killer. I put that down on both sides of the island. Now, I just want to know, someone said to me, a landscaper or a nursery person, I forget, said, now, in March, do the same thing. Now,
okay.
My question is, is that correct? And do I have to get down on my hands and knees again, or do I just sprinkle this stuff on both sides and mulch?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, which is in 15 minutes, I have Art Cockett from the Bonide Company, and he is going to join me, and we're going to talk about some of the new products that are coming out for next year. And Bonide has developed a weed killer. It's called corn gluten. And it's been around a long, long time. It's in a granular state. You put it down with your spreader, and it will kill the seeds. But Bonide has developed a liquid corn gluten. So you plant all your gardens when everything is up and growing, it looks good. You spray the liquid corn gluten right over the plants and between their rows, and it will kill all of the crabgrass seed and weed seed. So tune in.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome. It's Sunday, and hopefully where you are, the weather is nice. We had a lot of rain and melted a lot of the snow, and it's 43 degrees in my house in Kennebunk, so that's a good thing. That'll slow down the furnace from running 100 miles an hour. Tom, who's up next and needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Next up, we've got Claudine from... I'm sorry, I messed up the state name. With a question about soil.
Okay, Claudine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I bought a hybrid peace lily.
Yes.
And I noticed that in the soil there are some tiny white worms.
Yep.
Growing, living, I should say.
Yep. What you have is it looks once that little worm will go into a cocoon stage, and when a cocoon breaks open, it will look like a fruit fly, and it will start flying around your house. A very, very small fly. So what you have is something called a fungus gnat. And it lives in soils that have a lot of organic matter in it. So a good quality potting soil, you're more likely to have fungus gnats than anything else. Now, up until this year, there has been nothing that will kill the fungus gnat in your home.
Okay.
But there's a new product that they've been testing for the last 3 years, And it's by a company called Summit. S-U-M-M-I-T. And the name of the product is called Mosquito Bits. And it's a little tiny granular product that's designed to put in a bird bath, in a pond, or any place outside that you have water so that the mosquitoes won't breathe.
Okay.
What's nice is it's all natural. It's all organic. And in your case, what you do is go down to your local nursery or garden center, ask them for mosquito bits. You sprinkle some depending on the size of your pot. Scratch it in with your fingers, water it in, and that organic product, it's called a BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. And this BT has been around for a long, long time. This is a new hybrid from the BT because it was basically used to kill caterpillars and leaf-eating insects. But mosquito bits will take care of the fungus gnats. And what I would suggest that you do is once they hatch from that little worm that's in your soil, It will turn into a tiny fly, like a fruit fly, and will fly around your house and go and lay eggs in other flower pots in your house. And before long, every potted plant in your home will be contaminated with the fungus gnat. So go to a big nursery, a greenhouse, and see if they have mosquito bits. And again, you sprinkle it in, scratch it into the soil, water it in well. The granular will dissolve, and it will kill all of the fungus gnats, the adult, the young, and that little worm-like type that's in your soil, and it is very, very effective. And it's all natural, and it's all organic.
Okay. Now, I have another question.
Yeah?
I have a Schefflera plant, and I noticed that it's taking forever to bring out new leaves.
Okay. When did you repot it last?
I've never repotted it because it's a very big plant.
Okay. Are you feeding it?
I just fed it last week.
Okay. Feed it on a monthly basis. You'll get all kinds of new growth. You eat every day, right? Feed your plant monthly and watch it grow.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.